B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Maseches Shkolim Daf Beis. We're going to start a new Masechta, and unlike all the other Masechtas in the Daf Yomi cycle, which are in Talmud Bavli, being that Shkolim was the only Masechta in Seder Moed that did not have anything in Bavli, so it was decided to add Yerushalmi Shkolim into the Daf Yomi cycle. And Yerushalmi is very different, as will become apparent, and those who are common and regular in learning Bavli will see it straight away, but it's a very different type of structure. The words are quite different sometimes, and unfortunately we do not have an array of Rishonim, and especially not Rashi, on the Yerushalmi to teach us, you know, that we can use as our Rebbe, and we have to use the Achreinim and the Meforoshim that there are to try and make an easy reading. And there's many different girsois, different versions, and different ways of understanding the Yerushalmi, but being that this is supposed to be a simple and concise shir, in Mirtz Hashem we're going to take the easiest reading. In most cases we're going to stick to the explanation of the Taklin Chadatin, and we're going to just explain the Yerushalmi and try and make it as straightforward as possible. Says the Mishnah, Be'echod be'ador, on the first of Ador, Rosh Chodesh Ador, Mashmin al Hashkolim. They would proclaim, they would make an announcement. Don't forget that before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to bring your Shkolim, your Machtzis HaShekel, to the Beis HaMikdash, to a special chamber where all the Shkolim, all the Machtzis, all the half shekels of all of Klal Yisrael were put before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. After that, and we'll see later, that after that they would separate, they would withdraw from this chamber into three boxes. They would withdraw money into the three trumois. There would be three boxes, and they would do this three times a year, as we'll see later. But before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, every single person in Klal Yisrael has to have brought their Machtzis HaShekel to this chamber in order that all the Korbonis Tzibur, the public Korbonis that are going to be brought from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, will have been brought from money that was donated, that was given by the entirety of Klal Yisrael. And this reminds us a lot of the Parashas Shkolim that we read every year before Rosh Chodesh Adar, and this is why. Be'echod ba'ador mashmin ala shkolim, they would remind people, you just have 30 days left to get your shkolim, your half shekels, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. And besides for being mashmiya on the shkolim, they would also be v'al ha-kilayim, they would remind people, go around your fields and make sure that there's nothing growing there which is kilayim. Kilayim, which is a masechta in its own right in Seder Zeroyim, that there's many halachas of what is not allowed to be planted in close proximity of different plantations in fields and in vineyards, and they would be told to go around their fields and make sure that nothing is growing that's not allowed to be growing there. That's on the first of Adar. Ubacha Misha Osorboy, on the 15th of Adar, Kirines HaMegillah B'Krochin, then in those walled cities that had walls round from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, then they would read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, and this has very little to do with Maseches Shkolim, and we'll see in the Gemara why it's brought here, and why the Gemara doesn't mention that on the 14th of Adar, all the other people read the Megillah. We'll soon see about that, but on the 15th, the walled cities would read the Megillah. What else would they do on the 15th of Adar? Umasaknis Adrachim, they would repair the roads that had got ruined over the winter with the winter rains. The roads may have become ruined. They would repair them in preparation for the people who are going to come to the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach and Be'oil Regel. Vesarachoivos and the streets, Ves Mikvois Hamayim and the mikvahs, either if there was a lot of dirt in them or if the water level had gone too far down, they would repair the mikvois and refill them. Voisin Kol Tzorkei Rabim, and they would tend to all the needs of the public. Umetzainin, they would mark Es HaKvoris, wherever there was a Beis HaKvor, there was a grave, and if a Kohen or even anybody hovers over a grave, over where a dead person is buried, that person becomes Tomei. And this could be a serious issue, especially if he's supposed to be Tohir, or if he's got with him Truma and Hektish and other halachas. And therefore, they would mark them, and in the winter, these marks may have got rubbed away. They would go around to make sure that all the graves have been well marked. V'yotzin af ala kilayim, they would also go out and inspect. On the first of Adar, we saw that they would announce, make sure to get rid of your kilayim. On the 15th of Adar, then the Beis Din, the messengers, the agents of the Beis Din would go around and inspect whether indeed the kilayim had been removed. Says the Gemara. And from here we'll remember, Gemara in this Masechta means Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara, V'lomo be'echod be'adar. Why did they announce on the first of Adar to bring the Shkolim, which only had to be there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan a month later? Says the Gemara, Kadesh Yoviu Yisrael es Sheklem Ba'inosom, in order that people, Klal Yisrael, should come and bring their Shkolim on time. V'titraim Trumas Halishka Min HaChadosho Bizmano, in order that the Truma of the Lishka, the separation, the taking away or withdrawing from this chamber into the three boxes, should be done on time. And that was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would do that, Be'echod B'Nisan, on the first of Nisan, in order that all the Shkolim should be there before then, they would announce a month before, make sure to get your Shkolim, your half Shkolim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Umar, and in Yerushalmi, Umar often means Omar. Umar Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchok. Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchok said that Truma Yisalishka, withdrawing from this chamber, was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why? It was only Midrabanon. It could have been done a different time as well, but Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchok holds it was done this time, Kibetchila, in the same way as it was done the very first time. And the very first time, it had to be done then, because there was no Mishkan before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there was no money anywhere to be used for the korbanos that would start being brought from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they had no choice but to do it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And to stay in line with what was happening the first time, they would, all the years, they would do the Trumas Halishka at the same time. And where do we know that the first year, that very first time that they started bringing korbanos, it was the first of Nisan? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Vayiba Chodesh HaRishayin, in the first month, which is Nisan, B'shon HaShenis, on the second year after they came out of Mitzrayim, Be'echod LaChodesh, on the first of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan. That's when the Mishkan was set up, and obviously before that there were no korbanos, and they had to, it was obviously, since the Mishkan was set up then, that was the time that they would take the money and start buying korbanos from the money of the Tzibur, of Klal Yisrael. But Tanya, lo, we learned based on this pasuk that b'yom shehukam haMishkan, on the day that the Mishkan was set up, boy b'yom nitra haTruma, on that day they would separate, they would withdraw the money from this chamber, from wherever they had deposited the shkolim. That's when the Trumas HaLishka was done the first time. And Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchok says that for that reason we do it always on the first of Nisan. However, Reb Tovi said in the name of Reb Yeshia, B'shem Kahana, in the name of Rav Kahana, that, and he actually says, he's going to argue and say it was actually min hatayra, it's a biblical requirement to do the Trumas HaLishka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ne'emar kan, it says in one pasuk, V'niskehem chatzi ahin yeh laporo shlishis hain lo ayil urviyis hain lo kebis yoin zois oilas chodesh b'chod shoy l'chod shei hashono. That's what it says in the pasuk, referring to the korban oila that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. It was an oila, an oilas chodesh bechod shoy. It was an oila of Rosh Chodesh in the month lechod shei hashana, for or to the months of the year. And it says elsewhere in the Torah regarding Rosh Chodesh, hachodesh hazeh lochem, this month, the beginning of this month, referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chod Shei Hashana. That this Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first of the months of the months of the year. Twice it says L'Chod Shei Hashana. Once it says by Korban, the Korban is the oil of Rosh Chodesh L'Chod Shei Hashana. And the second time by Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chod Shei Hashana. So the Gemara says Nemar Kan Chod Shei L'Chod Shei V'Nemar Lalon Chodshei lechodshei, ma chodshei shenem al alon ein moinin elo minisan. In the same way as the first Rosh Chodesh, when it says a chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim rishenu lochem lechodshei hashana, this is a Rosh Chodesh that sparks the first of a new year. Afchotche, so too when it comes to the carbonis that were going to be used, the carbonis tibur, shenemar kan, ein moinin elo minisan, that the carbonis, all the carbonis tibur are taken from money which was brought from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's very interesting because who's talking here about the Chumas HaLishka at all? We're talking here about the Korban Oila of Rosh Chodesh, and we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's something missing here, and the Gemara is about to discuss that. What says the Gemara? Omer Rabbi Yoina commented, Shavak Reb Tovi, Roisha de Masnita, Rabbi Tovi, that we said, he was the one that said it in the name of Rabbi Ashi and the name of Rav Kahana, he left out the beginning of that Braisa, V'omar Soifa, and he just said over the last two lines of the Braisa, Dal Kain, Datoni, did we not see a full Braisa, and only with the whole Braisa will it become apparent, this halacha that he tried to say. Datoni, what does it say in the Braisa? Zois oilas chodesh b'chodshoi. That the Truma that was brought, that means the carbon that was brought on Rosh Chodesh was an oiles chodesh bechodshoy, was a carbon oil that was brought in its month. Ask the Braisa, Yochel Yeitoyrim Bechol Chodesh Vechodesh, could it be that we separate money specially each and every month for that month, not once for the whole year? Talmud Leimar Bechodshoy Lechodshe Ashana, which means Bechodshe, 1 month, Lechodshe Ashana, it was taken in that 1 month for all the months of the year. Bechodesh Echot Utairim, he withdraws money from the chamber in 1 month, Lechol Chodshe Ashana, for the whole year. Yachel Be'ezeh Chodesh Yirtze, now that we know we're talking about Bechodshe, Lechodshe Ashana, that you're withdrawing money, and that withdrawing is for the whole year. I may have thought it could be at any 1 month for the rest of the 12 months. How do you know which month? Yachil Beiza Chodesh Yirta, I may have thought you can take the money from this chamber whenever you want. Nemar Kan Chodshi, Venemar Lalon Chodshi. No, it says, and this is what we brought before, since it says Chodshi in this parasha, and it says also Chodshi in the parasha of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Hazel Lochem, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishainu Lochem, Lechodshi Ashano. In the same way as regarding Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the very first month of the whole year, so too withdrawing money from the chamber is done once for the whole year, which means that the money that is in there, and that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all the money of the whole year has to be in there, that before you do the Trumas HaLishka, before you withdraw any money from it. It happens to be, we'll soon see, that they withdrew it another couple of times as well. But all the withdrawings were done from money that was there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in order that the very first Trumas HaLishka was done on all the coins of Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Mahu Mashmi'in. In the Mishnah it said that on the first of Adar they would be Mashmi'a, they would proclaim, they would announce. But what does this word mashmin? Mashmin means they would make heard. How would they do that? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Omar Machrizin. They would announce. It doesn't mean just it would be made heard in any other way. No, they would publicly announce al ashkolim v'al akilaim. Heich ma'da'at Omar. And the source for this will be from what it says in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Vayitnu koil b'Yehuda or b'Yerushalayim. They raised their voice. They gave voice in Yehuda and Yerushalayim. And the apostle continues, Lahovi Lashem Masas Moshe Eved Elokim al Yisrael Bamidbar, is talking about Lahovi Lashem, to bring to Hashem, to the Beis Hamikdash, the money for the korbanos. And this is what Vayitnu Koil, they would give voice, and this is the machrizin, the proclamation that they would make on the first of Adar. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, we learnt in Maseches Megillah, Ein bein Adar Arishon la'Adar Asheni. This is a Mishnah. The only difference between the first Adar and the second Adar is Elo, Mikra, Megillah, or Matanos Levyonim. Of all the other halachas of Purim, if you did them in the first Adar or in the second Adar in a year where there's two Adars, it's okay. Besides for Megillah and Matanos Levyonim, that you can only do it in the second Adar, and if you did it in the first Adar, you're not Yotzei, you have to do it again in Adar Sheni. Says the Gemara, Psimoin b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Af shimua shkolim v'kilayim b'neim. Our Mishnah here, which is not mentioned there, here it says, Be'echot b'ador, on Rosh Chodesh Ador, on the first of Ador, they would announce about the shkolim, And the kilayim, that also would have to be done in Adar Beis, not in Adar Aleph. If they did it in Adar Aleph and then it became clear that there's a second Adar, you have to do it again in Adar Beis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chelboy said in the name of Rav Huna, and also Rav, b'shem Rav Chiya Rabba, Rav also said this in the name of Rav Chiya Rabba, Hakol yetzin b'yudalad shehuzman kriyasa. Rav Chelboy said a chiddush. He said that anybody, even the people who lived in walled cities, where we till now we always know that the time for the people in the walled cities to read the Megillah is on the 15th of Adar, said Rav Chelboy that even they, if they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, they have been yoitza. Omer Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi says, v'yois, this that we saw, that Rav Simon said in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, just before we mentioned Rav Chelboy, that Rav Yeshua ben Levi said that the mashmin al ashkolim and on the kilayim has to be in the second Adar, not in the first Adar. V'yois, it's true. The Rav Yosi agrees with that. And he's going to explain why it must be true. Klum omru, is it not that the reason we said that mashmin al ashkolim, that you announced, don't forget to bring your shkolim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, loy kadesh yuvyu Yisrael es shekleim b'inosam, is it not in order to make sure that Klal Yisrael remember to bring their shekels to the Beis HaMikdash on time? Imat Omar Bador Rishon, if you're going to announce this an Ador Rishon, which is 60 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ad Kedoyin, till you get to that time, is B'Shata. There are days in the year, Shitin Yomin, 60 days. And people are going to say, I've got plenty of time to take care of it, and they're just going to forget about it, and you will not have achieved what you want to achieve. So it must be that the reason, that the time that you are Mashmin al Ashkolim, that you proclaim to bring the Shkolim, is 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in a year where there's two Adars. It must be Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheini. Klum Omru Yoitzin Afali Kilayim, when they announce that you have to make sure to check your fields for Kilayim, Loi Kadesh Yu Atzmochim Nikorin, is it not because a month before Nisan is the time where if you actually check the fields, you can determine what's growing there and see what's Kilayim and what's not? Im Oimer At Bador Horishon, if you're going to make this announcement 60 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at Kedoyin Inun Dekikin, the plantation at that point, 60 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, are still going to be very, very small and thin. You're not going to be able to determine what's growing there. You won't know if it's Kilayim. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosi, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said is correct, that Mashmin al Ashkolim v'al Kilayim in the beginning of Ador Sheini, not Ador Rishon. Says the Gemara, Reb Chizkiya Shoal. Reb Chizkiya suggested that Me'ato, if this is true, what we just said now, and the way Reb Yosi explained it, then Bnei Bavel, the people of Babylonian, which were very far away from Yerushalayim, Mashmin al Ashkolim Miroishe Shel Chutzri Chayref, they should have to announce to bring the Shkolim from the beginning of the winter, because it takes that long to get their Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. Loi kadesh yuvi Yisrael shekleim b'inosom v'titorim chuma salishkom in achadosha b'zmano b'echod b'nisan. Did we not say that the reason that we announce al ashkolim is that people should bring their shkolim in time to be there before the first withdrawing from the chamber, which is on the first of Nisan? Says the so that was what Reb Chizkiya said, that according to the way we understand it, in Eretz Yisrael 30 days is enough. Beyond Eretz Yisrael, you have to proclaim this much earlier. Says the Gemara, Hesiv Reb Ulla, Koimi Reb Mona. Reb Ulla was sitting in front of Reb Mona, and he asked him as follows. Hesiv is a lashon of, he asked a question. He asked a question to Reb Mona. V'hataninon, did we not learn in a Mishnah? And we're going to learn about this later on in the Masechta. B'shloisha prokim b'shono toim remesalishka. There were three times in a year when they would actually withdraw money from the chamber into the three boxes. And these three boxes is from where the money was taken to buy the korbonis. One is Befroisa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, which is the first of Nisan. One is Befroisa Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. And one is Befroisa Chag, 15 days before Sukkos, which is Rosh Chodesh Tishri. And Omar Le, and he said, is it not, Loi Neymar, is it not that Ilin de Krivin, those that lived close to Yerushalayim before Isa Pesach, then their shkolim would be in the boxes in the chamber before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore the truma, the withdrawing from the lishka, will be from those coins. Ilin derechokin, those that are further away b'froisa atzeres, then their coins would only get there afterwards, and therefore the withdrawing of the coins, of their coins, would be 15 days before Shavuos. The ve'ilin derechokin minhayin, and those that lived even further away b'froisa chag, they would, their coins would get there even later, and then the withdrawal of the money from the chamber of those coins would be 15 days before Sukkos. In which case, it's not like Rav Chizkia, because Rav Chizkia said that the Bnei Bovel also had to get their money into this chamber before the first of Nisan, which is why they had to announce it at the beginning of the winter. Omar Lehi said to him, no, there's no proof from that Mishnah against Rav Chizkia. Kulo ka'achas hiba. As we saw before, all the coins have to be there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in order that every time we withdraw money, it's from those coins. And the first time we withdrew the money was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'lama omru b'shleisha prokim, why indeed did they separate money three times a year and not do it just once? K'dei la'asis pumbi l'dove, in order to publicize and make it publicly known that every person in Klal Yisrael has a share in all the korbonos tzibur, but not that the coins of the people further away could be delayed before being brought to the Beis HaMikdash. No, all the coins have to be there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and indeed, like Rav Chizkia said, for those living further away, they would have to announce and proclaim earlier on to make sure to bring their coins on time. Continues the Gemara. Behuda bar Pazi b'shem Rebbe. Hein nikra v'loi nivos. Is it possible to read the following psukim without being seized by fear and trembling at the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination? L'toiva, when it came to giving money for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, which was a positive thing, the pasuk says, kol nediv leiv, then anybody, any generous person, would bring and donate some money for the Mishkan. L'ra, however, when it came to doing an aveira of the Egel, it says in the pasuk, v'yisparuk kolam, everybody gave money, everyone donated money, not only those that had a more generous nature. Another example, Latova, when it came to doing something good, it says in the pasuk, "Vayoytze Moshe sa'om likraso elikim min amachane vayisyatzu betachtis ahar." In preparation for Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had to take the people and bring them to the Har Sinai. However, Lara, when it came to something negative, the pasuk says, "Vatikravu nilai kulchem." Etc. When it came to the Meraglim, everybody came to Moshe. Moshe didn't have to go and call them up and have a meeting with them. They all came on their own. Another example, L'toiva, for something good, it says after Klal Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, it says, Oz Yosher Moshe uvnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had to cause Klal Yisrael to say Shira. L'ra, however, for something negative, the pasuk says, Vatisa, when the Meraglim came back, then everybody, the whole tzibur, the whole community, the whole public of Klal Yisrael, they all started crying and complaining that they can't go into Eretz Yisrael, etc. And they cried the whole night. Moshe didn't have to cause them to express their emotions that way. So you see here the strength of the Yetzer Hara. Omer Pchia Bar Abba, Ochein Ishkimu Hishchisu. There's a pasuk that says, this is a pasuk in Tzvanya. Omarti achtiru oisi tikhi musar v'loikoris mo'oino koila shepakadti oleo ochen hishkimu hishchisu kol aliloisom. It says that when they were doing something negative and destructive, they would get up early in the morning to do it. Ochen hishkimu hishchisu v'kol any destruction that they would do, they would get up early in order to do something negative, but to do something positive, reason magdimim lemitzvus. We know Avraham Avinu got up early to do a mitzvah, but we don't find, as a rule, people always get up early to do the mitzvahs. But to do something wrong, they get up bright and early. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'Abba bar Acha, Einat yechayil olam yochil lamud al oifya shel umazu. There's no way of being able to understand the nature of this nation of Klal Yisrael, because they have this generous giving, and is without any distinction between good and bad. Nitboim le'egel v'noistin, when they're asked to give money to do an aveira of the egel, they give their money. Nitboim the mishkan, they're asked to give money for the mishkan, v'noistim, they give. It's just this giving without any distinction of where. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina actually argued with what Abba Baracha just said. He said, no, it's true that they gave for the Egel, and it's true that they gave for the Mishkan, but it's not just because they have this need to just give without distinguishing between good and bad. No, on the contrary, they gave for the Egel, they realized it was a mistake, and therefore they gave to the Mishkan to atone for that. But Tana Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina hada masnita. The pasuk says, "Vasisa kapires zav toir." They made the kapires on top of the orin of pure gold. Yava yizav shel kapires. The reason they brought for the Mishkan was they said, "We're going to bring gold for the kapires. V'yichapir will atone al zav shel egel for the gold that was brought for the egel." So then that's not what, like Abba Bar Acha said, that they just gave here, they just gave there. No, they realized they made a mistake and they amended their ways. Continues the Gemara. Reb Chagi b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman. Shalosh trumos nemru in parashas truma. It says three times the word truma. Trumas adonim. Once it was a truma where people donated money for the base of the pillars of the Mishkan, the adonim. Or trumas shkolim, and one was the shkolim that were used for the korbanos. Or trumas hamishkan, and one was just donations in order to be able to have what they need, the raw materials to build the Mishkan. So now the Gemara is going to teach us what these psukim were. In one pasuk it says, "Daber el bnei Yisrael vayikchuli truma me'ez kolisha sheidvenu liboy, tikchu es trumasi." So it says truma in that pasuk twice. First it says, "Daber el bnei Yisrael vayikchuli truma." Take the truma for me. What is that? Zu trumas adonim. This was for the adonim, and this was used to support the walls of the Mishkan. The pasuk continues, "Me'ez kol ish asheidvenu liboy tikhu es truma osi." Again, Hashem says, this is a truma for me. Zul trumas hashkolim. These are the shkolim. It's alluding to those shkolim, those machzitz hashekels that were brought for the korbonis. And then it says in another pasuk, "Vazoisa truma shetikhu me'itam zov achesav anochoshes," etc. That there's another truma that was brought, which was gold and silver and copper and a number of other materials. Over there, it's explicit that it was the materials that were used to make the Mishkan. Zut trumas hamishkan. That's what the Brisa says. Now it carries on. Trumas hamishkan lemishkan ma sheyirtzu yasu. The donations that were brought to build the Mishkan, anyone could bring whatever they wanted. Trumas shkolim lekorban. The shkolim that were brought for the korban, ma sheyirtzu yasu, that it doesn't have to be necessarily half shekels. It can be half of any other coin, as we're going to see in a Mishnah later, that in the passing of time, that these donations, that the yearly donations, the yearly contributions to the public korbanos, they were brought from different coins. However, that means there could be any coin, but yad kulon shoveh. It has to be that all the people are bringing exactly the same amount. Trumas adonim laadonim, the donations given for the pillars to support the base, to support the Mishkan, that was used for the adonim. And there, he oshur lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit, that on regarding them, the pasuk says that it had to be exactly a half a shekel. It was only ever brought once in the Mishkan. They used shkolim there. They knew exactly what the coins were. It was exactly half a shekel. No one brought more. No one brought less. Says the Gemara, Omer b'Avun, Afa parasha zois. That parasha where it says Osher lo yarbe, the rich man shouldn't bring more, Vadal lo yamit, and the poor man shouldn't bring less. In that parasha, in Parashas Kisisa, it also says Nemar bo gimel trumos. It says three times truma, again alluding to these three trumos: trumas adonim, trumas hamishkan, and truma for the korbanos. First, it says in the pasuk Machzis hashekel truma l'Hashem. The first time it says truma, bring half a shekel for truma, and that was for the korbanos. Then it says in the pasuk yitin trumas Hashem, give another truma to Hashem, and that is to build the Mishkan. And then it says losi, says trumas Hashem, that was used, that those words are actually said immediately after ha'osher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit, and that is referring to the adonim, where it was exactly half a shekel, never more, never less. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah said that one of the things they did on the 15th of Adar is that the people in walled cities would read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Says the Gemara, Now we're going back to Reb Chelboy, which was an interesting statement that he said we didn't yet get back to. Reb Chelboy said on Amud Aleph, in the name of Reb Huna, that, and also Rav in the name of Reb Chiya Rabba, that Hakel Yaitzim B'Yudalet Ruzman Kriyasa. Anybody who reads on the 14th is Yaitza. Even the people in the walled cities that read on the 14th are Yaitza. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Reb Chelboy from this Mishnah. Lo'ikein Omar Reb Chelboy, in the name of Rav Huna and Rav B'Shem Reb Chiya Rabba, that Hakel Yaitzim B'Yud Dalad Shuzman Kriyasa. Did it not say that on the everybody who reads on the 14th is Yaitza, even those in walled cities? If so, why does our Mishnah say on the 14th of Adar, on the 15th of Adar you read the Megillah? If it's true that anybody who reads on the 14th, then the Mishnah should have said that on the 1st of Adar, you're Mashmir al Ashkolim v'al Akilayim, and on the 14th, everybody reads the Megillah. And on the 15th, they did. On the 15th, the Krochim would read, and on the 15th, they would do all the other things, Mesaknin Nesadrochim, Mesarachoivis, etc. Why did the Mishnah not mention the 14th? So it must be that not everybody who reads on the 14th is Yaitza. If you live in an open city, then you read on the 14th. And if you read in your closed city, then you're on the 15th. If so, why do you only mention the closed cities reading on the 15th? It must be just to tell us that in the same way as all the other things that are about to be mentioned in the Mishnah have to be done on the 15th and cannot be done on the 14th, so too the walled cities, they have to read the Megillah on the 15th and they cannot do it on the 14th. And it's contrary to what Reb Chelboy said. So answers the Gemara, no. Omalei loibo elo lelamdoch shekol ha-mitzvah ha-noyagoyis ba'ador sheini einon noyagoyis ba'ador rishon. No. It could be that anybody who reads the Megillah on the 14th is Yaitza. And even the people in the walled cities that read it on the 14th, they would be Yaitza. But the Mishnah here is not coming to tell us the things you do in Ador. That wasn't the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah here is to impress on us that on the 15th of Adar, these things had to be done, and they had to be done in the event that there's two Adars, it had to be done in the second Adar, not in the first Adar. And it's only because of that that we mentioned that the people in the walled cities, they read it on the 15th. Not to tell us that you can't read it on the 14th, but to tell us that those who read the Megillah on the 15th, when there's two Adars, it has to be on the 15th of Adar Sheni, not in the 15th of Adar Rishon, just in order to teach us that all the other things mentioned here, Masaknin Esar Drochim, fixing the roads and doing all the other things, had to be done in the second Adar, not in the first Adar. And that's what that means when the clause of the statement that says here that the people in walled cities read on the 15th is not to the exclusion of the 14th. It's to teach us that reading the Megillah has to be in the second Adar. That teaches us on this whole statement, the whole second half of this Mishnah has to be done on this Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. Ein neges b'Adar Rishon, continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Acha have a yosvin. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Acha, they were sitting, and Omer Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Acha, and he was responding and commenting to what Rabbi Chelboy said. So we don't have proof from our Mishnah against Rabbi Chelboy, but Rabbi Chelboy did say that anybody who reads the Megillah on the 14th was Yaitza. Even somebody from a closed city who read it on the 14th is Yaitza. So Rabbi Yosi asked Rabbi Acha that loy mistaber. It's not probable that what Rav Chelboy was saying was, if you read on the 14th and you didn't read on the 15th, and now that's it, the 15th is finished, that you were Yaitza. Because that's history. It doesn't matter if you were Yaitza or not, it's too late. So that he certainly wasn't coming to tell us that once Purim is over and it's ready past the 15th, that and you read it on the 14th, then the whatever he said, the Hakil Yaitzim. Because it's an irrelevant piece of information. So what was he coming to tell us? Probably he was trying to tell us a teaching with the halachic ramifications. It's probable that he was teaching us that lebo, that if it's lekatchila, that means you've already done it on the, you've already read the Megillah on the 14th, and you want to know, do I have to read it lebo on the next day on the 15th? Rav Chelboy was saying, no, lo, you don't have to, which means lekatchila, you can, even though you live in a walled city, Rav Chelboy was saying, you can lekatchila not read it on the 15th. Asks the Gemara, Vatani, did we not learn that Mokim Shenoagu L'Kroisei Shnei Yom, in places like Tveria and other places where it's a Sofik, whether it was a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not, that you read it on both days, because you don't know if it's a regular city or a walled city. So you read on Yudalit and Tezvov. You read it on both days. And according to Reb Chelpa, who says that Lekatchila, when you read it on the 14th, you don't need to read it on the 15th, then you never ever have to read it on the 15th. You have a suffix, read on the 14th. If it's a regular city, the time is the 14th. If it's not, even if it's a walled city, you read it on the 14th, you don't need to read it again on the 15th. And this is not like Reb Chelpa. Omerle. So Reb Acha answered back to Rabbi Yisa, Af anor sovakein. I also agree with Reb Chelboy, and I even agree with your interpretation of Reb Chelboy, that if you read it on the 14th, you don't need to read it on the 15th, even though the 15th hasn't passed yet. You don't need to read it on the 15th. However, I don't see any issue with the Brisa you mentioned, why in Tveria and places like that you have to read it on 2 days. And he didn't explain why. So Omer of Mona. Reb Mona says, V'yois. It's fine, it's correct. I'll explain to you why Reb Chelboy, with Reb Yosef's interpretation, is not a contradiction to the Braisa. Because Ilu Mishakaria Biyudalid, Choyze Vakaria Betezvav, Shemo in Sheminle, says if somebody reads it on the 14th with the intentions of not reading it on the 15th, do you think we'll listen to him? Do you think we'll allow people, Lekatchila, in walled cities to not read on the 15th? No. Of course, if somebody reads it, if he has intentions of reading it on the 14th, in order not to read it on the 15th, we're not going to listen to him. Of course, the appropriate and proper time is only on the 15th. However, if somebody did read it on the 14th, that's what Chelboy says. If you read it on the 14th, you don't need to read it again on the 15th. But what's the right time to read it? On the 15th. And therefore, in a city like Tveria, where it's a Sofik, then the right time is to read it on both days. Sofik Yudalad, Sofik Tezvov. If somebody in a walled city read it on the 14th, then he does not need to read it on the 15th. Imat Oimer Kei Nimtzas Oikos Man Krochim Biyodecha. It cannot be that we make a statement and we say that you can lekatchila read on the 14th and avoid reading on the 15th. There's no such thing, because then you've just uprooted the whole halacha that walled cities have different times. That cannot be. So the right time and only time should be the 15th. If an individual read it on the 14th, it's okay. And therefore the halacha is that in a city where it's a sofik, we tell people read it on both, because the right time to read it in the event that it's a walled city is on the 15th and not to rely on the 14th. Continues the Gemara. Tony, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer, Mitzvos HaNeagos Ba'ador Rishon, Einoi Neagos Ba'ador Sheni. Ba'ador Rishon, sorry. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that all the mitzvahs that apply to Ador Sheni do not apply to Ador Rishon. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds the main Ador, the Ador, in a year where there's two Adors, is the second Ador. Chutz mihesped, the time is besides for the halachas of when you're not allowed to give a eulogy, a hesped, or a fast, Shein Shovin Zeh Bezeh, where both Adors are similar. Says the Gemara, Rebbo and Reb Yirmiyah, both B'Shem Rav, they said in the name of Rav, and Reb Simoin B'Shem Reb Yeshua ben Levi said as follows, Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Halacha means that they would publicly declare, they would say in the Drasha and Shul, everybody should know that halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that the main Ador is the second Ador. Anything to do with Ador applies to the second Ador. However, Rav Huna Rabba de Tzipoirin Omar, Rav Huna Rabba de Tzipoirin, he argues and says that Hinig Reb Chanina de Tzipoirin Kadod Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. He doesn't say Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he says Hinig. He would tell people to follow Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, but he wouldn't publicly give a drasha and say the Halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Lo Omer Elo Hinig, he didn't say lehalocha in the public drasha, but he did tell people to follow Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, what does Reb Shimon ben Gamliel say? He says that the main Ador and all the halachas that apply to Ador, which is everything we said in our Mishnah, plus Matonas Levyoinim, and the Seder HaParashiyos, the Arba'a Parashiyos, Mishnah Megillah, all these halachas, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, only apply to the second Ador. So I may have thought the first Ador is not even called Ador. Maybe it's just called Shvat. Maybe it's not considered Ador. No. Avalinian stories regarding writing a date on a document, Koisvin, then there's Machlokes Tanoim. Rav Meir says that Koisvin Ador Rishon. Rishon. On the first Ador, you write Ador Rishon. Vador Sheni, Stam. But in the second Ador, you just write Ador. So if there's some transaction that took place on the fifth of the Ador Rishon, you would write Hey de Ador Rishon. If it was the fifth of Ador Sheni, you would just write Hey de Ador. And that's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda argues and says, Ador Rishon Stam. If it was the fifth of Ador Rishon, you would write Hey de Ador. Ador Sheni, but if it's the fifth of Ador Sheni, you would write Ador Tinyon. The second Ador, you would write Hey de Ador Tinyon or Hey de Ador Sheni. That is what you would write. So it's a machlokes whether the main Ador, the Stam Ador, an anonymous Ador, so to speak, an Ador which is not labeled first or second, which one is it? It's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. And Yemir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue with the next clause of the Mishnah.